Good morning and welcome, everybody. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Sly and the Family Stone. You can make it if you try. Today is the birthday of Larry Graham, Sly and the Family Stone. On this day, August the 14th, several things did happen that we'll highlight today on this day in history. On this day in 1842, the Second Seminole War was lost by the Seminole Indians. Now, this is a war. This is one of the first wars in America. This is the second stage of that war, when many Seminoles were forced to go to Oklahoma. Some stayed and hid in the swamps and never left and are still there. But this was a war that was all about slavery. This was a war of free blacks who went to the Everglades to create a new way of life and align themselves with Seminole Indians there. And they both wanted their freedom. And the onslaught of the Americans to take away that freedom from both created these Seminole Wars. But the Seminoles never did surrender. Those were captured, were moved west. Some people were sold back into slavery, sold into slavery, I should say, and forced to move to Oklahoma as well. The end of this war was officially declared in 1842 on this day. Now, on this day in 1912, this was the beginning of the American involvement in Nicaragua on this day, when they sent the U.S. Marines in to help overthrow Jose Santos Zelaya, who threw out the conservatives and was taking on the American government over the Panama Canal, over exploitation of resources in Nicaragua. He was forced out of Nicaragua. This began a 33-year occupation of Nicaragua on the part of the United States of America. So the continuing move to control Nicaragua went all the way through the Reagan administration and beyond, began this day. Our involvement in South America, to control South America, went in earnest under President Teddy Roosevelt and William Howard Taft and President Wilson, and continued through the modern era. This day in 1935, those of you getting Social Security, this is the day it started. And a year ago today in 2013, Egypt declared a state of emergency when they overthrew Mohamed Morsi, the duly elected president of Egypt. There's demonstrations sort of taking place today in opposition to that. 2013. And for the rest of this day in history, go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. On our way to our next segment, we listen to the Olympics, the stomp. Charles Fizer of the Olympics died on this day in 1965. And I can't be with you all this week, but we have incredible guest hosts sitting in for me to continue our discussions right here on the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA 88.9 FM. And today, Dr. Lawrence Brown, political activist and public health consultant and assistant professor of public health in the School of Community Health and Policy at Morgan State University, sits in today as host of the Mark Steiner Show. Oh, yeah, so well I never learned how.